We are on Daf Tzadik Dalid Omed Aleph. We had a member of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Mishkiya Sachamo Atzeisa Keichovim Arba Milim. This was not like Ula and Rove, who assumed that from the Shkiya to Tzeisa Keichovim is Chomesh Milim. So let us see Taisis. Rabbi Yehuda Ima Mishkiya Sachamo Atzeisa Keichovim Arba Milim. Kosher Rabbeinu Tam, B'Seif Amem Adlikin Omar, Eizehu Bein HaShmoshes, what is the Shir of Bein HaShmoshes? Mishetishka HaChamo, from the Shkiya, Kol Zman Shepnei Mizrach Madimin, that's the Zman of Bein HaShmoshes, and Bein HaShmoshes ends, that means from the Shkiya, till Hishve Ha'elyin L'tachtein, that there's no admumis anymore in the Rekiyah Betzad Ma'irif. So then, it's ois Bein HaShmoshes, and then it's Laila, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Umaskin in Hosom, and the Gemara explains, the Bein HaShmoshes, the Rabbi Yehuda, this is man, from Mishetishka HaChamo, till that there's no more admumis in the Rekiyah Betzad Ma'irif, is Tlosso rivi mil. So altogether, it is 3/4 of a mil. And here the same Rabbi Yehuda says that Laila becomes after Mishkir Sachama Atzeisa Kechovim Arba Milim. So Lachere becomes Laila 4 mil after the Shkia. And there it says it becomes Laila after 3/4 of a mil. V'yeshloima, the hochikoma, mitchila shkiye, tahainu misho shamascheles hachamo likoneis ba'oive herikiye, ad halayla havi dalid milim. Our Gemara is speaking about, and we'll see later from the sugya, Chazal understood that there's chaloinis in the rikiyah, and the chamo enters the chaloin, and it goes through the oive horikia. So from the beginning, from the shas knise of the chamo into the chaloin horikia, and that means it's not anymore in the cholol between the rikia and the oretz, that's the tchilas hashkia. And from the tchilas hashkia till laila, that is called That from the Tchilas Hashkiya till Laila is a Shir of Dalid Milim. The Gemara in Shabbos is, but that's Yoim. That is Yoim. Mishetishka Achamo, the Gemara in Shabbos that speaks about Bein HaShmoshes, Mishetish, this is the Lashon of the Tosfos HaRashba, Mishetishka Mashme Soif Shkiyoso, Kigoin mishenichnesa lesoif hachaloin shehi shekas boy. So this is, it is entering the end of the chaloin. So that means after 3 1/4 mil, then it enters the soif hachaloin, and that's the soif hashkiye, and that's man, is as man of Bein HaShmoshes, and then it becomes Laila. Osam komar misoif shkiye. So the Tosfos HaRashba explains in Teitschwerter there's a difference between Mishetishka and Mishkiya. Agamore says Mishkiya Sachamo, so that means from the Tchilas Hashkiya till Tzeis HaKechovim. That's Dalad Milim according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara in Shabbos, Mishetishka Hachamo, that is speaking about the Soif Shkiya. We mentioned before, can mishen nichnasol the soif achaloin shehi shekas boy. So the soif shkiye till tzeisa kechovim is 3/4 of a mil, and this is the famous Rabbeinu Tam Shite, that from the tchilas hashkiye till tzeisa kechovim is 4 mil, which is 72 minutes. The goin wants to fa'emfer the Rabbi Natam's kashe. He says, instead of saying that there are two shkiyas, let us say there's two tzeis hakechovim. is very interesting. The Gemara in Shabbos does not speak about Tzeisa Kechov. The Gemara says, it's Laila. The Gemara says, afterwards, when Hishve Elyon Letachtam, when there's no Mad Mumis, so then it becomes Laila. The Gemara in Shabbos is speaking about Laila. Zuk the Goyim, Laila is when you have three Kechov and Beinanim come out, that is Laila. And that's what the Gemara is speaking about. So from the Shkia till Laila, is as man of 3/4 of a mil. That was in the Eifek of Bovel and Eretz Yisrael. Then it became Laila. Agamore is speaking about that. Agamore does not mention Laila. Agamore mentions Tzeis HaKeichavim. So Agamore is speaking about this man. It's not Negeya halachically when it's Laila. Laila is when 3 Keichavim Beinani come out. But the Gemara is just saying, when are all the stars visible? Tzeis kol ha-keichavim, that takes from the beginning of Shkia till Tzeis ha-keichavim, all the keichavim, so that is a shir of Dalet Milim. Dalet Milim is a shir of Tzeis of kol ha-keichavim, and 3/4 of a mil from the Tchilas ha-Shkia is from then it becomes Laila, Ba'ifik Bovel, and Ba'ifik Eretz Yisrael. Zog the Gemara weiter. Now, we have heard a memre of Rove, that Rove said, Shita alfei parsi have alme. So Rove was speaking about the hekev hiloch hachama b'soich hacholo mimizroch lemayrev. If we will picture the earth and the rekiya similar to a protractor, we'll say the earth is the horizontal line, and then we have the rikia, which surrounds the earth. That's how the Rishashas, that's the Pashtus, how Chazal seem to learn that noshki arel rikia. That means at the end of the earth, the two extremities of the earth split the eagle of the rikia in half. So Rove had said that the distance that the sun travels from the Neitz to the Shkia is 6,000 parsis. So this is the distance of the Hekif of the Rekia. So now the Gemara is going to ask Kashis and Rove. Toshma, we learned in the Baraisa as follows. Mitzrayim hoyo arba meyes parsis. Al arba meyes parsa. Mitzrayim alone is 400 parsa by 400 parsa. Umitzrayim echod mishishim bekush. Mitzrayim is 1/60th of Kush. Vekush echod mishishim ba'olam. Kush is 1/60th of the olam. Ba'olam echod mishishim began. The olam is 1/60th of the gan. Vegan echod mishishim ve'eden. The gan is 1/60th of Eden. Ve'eden echod mishishim ve'gehenem. And the Eden is 1/60th of the Gehenem. Nimtza. Kol ha'olam kuloi. So, cheshbening the size of the world, comparing it with the Gehenem, is kikisi kideira le'gehenem. It's a very small, it's like a soda bottle cap to the Gehenem. It is very small compared to the Gehenem. There's a Meiridike vote, actually they say over from the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim says, sometimes a person can make a latonis, nu, mil brennen zusammen in Gehenem. So the Chofetz Chaim says that is not true. It won't be zusammen, it won't be together. The Gehenem is vast. It's tremendous. Everyone is going to be alone in the Gehenem. There's no tzoris rabim chatzi nechome. Each one is alone by himself. Al koponim, let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Bekush avi echad mishishim ba'olam, alma olam tfei mishita alfi parsi." So Rashi says, so the world alone, if we'll multiply the area and the area of Mitzrayim 400 parsa by 400 parsa, then multiply that by 60, and then we'll get the area of Kush, and that by 60, so it comes out 5,760,000,000 square parsa. Now, that in itself is not so much of a kasha, that's the shear of the area. But let us, if we will assume, just like Chazal assumed that Mitzrayim is a square of 400 parsa by 400 parsa, so if we will make the whole Olam, we'll find the square root of 5,760,000,000, it comes out 24,000 parsa. That is the square root of the 5,760,000,000. So Al Koponim, so we have the length of the Olam is 24,000 parsa. And Rava said that the hekef of the Rikia that's Mesaviv the Olam, which is more, it's round, it's not, doesn't go straight, it's 1.5 times as more as the length of the Olam is 6,000 parsa. So it's klal, not like Rava. Tiyufte. So Rava is abgefragt. Al-Ma'ilam, that's what Rashi says, Oilam Tvei Mishita Alfi Parsa. The Oilam is much more than 6,000 Parsa. Let us see the Gemara weiter. Toshma, the Tana de Velio, Rabbi Nosen Oimer, Kol Hayishev Kuloi Tachas Koichet Echad Yoshev. We'll see in Rashi and Tosfos, in the Oilam, there's Yishuv, there's areas which are settled by people, there's Midbar, there's Nahoris, there's Yamim. And in Tanna Beliyo it says, Kol HaYishuv Kula, the area which is inhabited by people, is Tachas Koichav Echad Yoshev. That means one star is equivalent to the whole area of the Mokim in the Olam that is Miyushiv. That one star is the size of the Yishuv. Teida, how can I prove this? That one star is the size of the Yishuv. Shrei Adam noisen einoi bekoichev echot. A person will watch one koichev. Hoilech lemizrach. Will go all the way to the Mizrach ha'olam. Oimed kenegdai, he's standing underneath it. He's standing underneath this koichev. La'alba ruchay sa'olam oimed kenegdoi. That means he doesn't see it from on an angle. He can see that the star is over the yishuv. Mechlal dechol ha'yishuv kuloi tachas koichev echad yoshev tiyufte. So this alone is a kasha on Rav. Now let us see Rashi. Kol ha'yishuv kuloi shel b'nei odom, the mokim that is miyushuv with people, tachas koichev echad oimet, is underneath one koichev. V'kamo koichovim yesh bo rikia, how many koichovim are there in the rikia? La'in mispo. V'kiva, the koichov echad machzik es kol ha'yishuv. That we see. That says in Tanud Veliyo, that Koichev Echov is the size of the complete Yishuv, V'royim Onu Shehayishuv Yoyser Me'elof Parsa. That we know, that the Yishuv, the Mokim HaMeyushiv, is more than Elof Parsa. But let us say for practical purposes, the Yishuv is Elof Parsa. Harei Kamo Koichovim Sheberikia, how many stars there are in the Rikia, Yishuv Echad L'chol Koichav. So each Koichav is at least equivalent to 1,000 parsa. Because that's what the Tanud Velio says, that the size of a Koichav Echad is the size of the Yishuv, which is at least 1,000 parsa. B'yamim u'b'nahoris u'midboris. That means the Olam does not only consist of Yishuv, there's Yamim, there's Nahoris, there's Midboris. So Memela, but Al Kaponim, whatever is in the Olam, we have a Koichov, which is at least 1,000 parsa. Ve'ilu ein berakia elo shisha koichovim, if there would only be shisha koichovim, Harei kan sheshes alofim parsi l'alma. So then it would come out that if we have six koichovim, and each koichov is a minimum of 1,000 parsa, so six koichovim would fill the rikia. The rikia is, which is mesaviv the oilom, not the yishuv, the rikiv is mesaviv the oilom. But so if we know that the size of one koichev is 1,000 parsa, so according to Rove, the rikia, which is mesaviv the oilom, is 6,000 parsa, so it comes out, there should be place in the rikia only for six koichovim. V'choshken sheyesh koichovim yoiser mivov alofim. Now Rashi says, there are not six koichovim in the rikia. There's more than 6,000 koichovim. Mivov alofim. Koichov lechol parsa. That means that if Rav is said that there are 6,000 parsa, so there are more than, but that was his number. So there are at least 6,000 koichovim, so for each parsa of his we have at least one koichov, and if each koichov is 1,000 parsa, so you can't have that the reki should be 6,000 parsa. Hoylech lemizrach. Now, how did the Tana Devel Yoh prove that one koichev is keneged the whole yishuv? Hoylech lemizrach lesoif ha'oilam. If a person will go to the soif ha'oilam, or the soif, Rashi means the soif ha'yishuv, that's the mir. Lekeit shonim harbe. Yire el oisai mokoim shahoya roi eyug shahoya oimid b'mayrev. The same koichev, which was on top of him, when he was b'mayrev, he'll see b'mizrach. It's on top of him. Be'ilu lo'yhoya marzik kol ha'yishuv. If the koichov was not the complete size of the yishuv, is k'sha'oimet b'mayrev v're'eyu al roishoy, if he's standing on mayrev, he can see the koichov directly on top of him, shule mizrach lo'yhoya ro'eyu al roishoy, then it wouldn't be directly on top of him. Then he'd be able to see that he's looking on an angle, because it's only covering, let's say, half of the yishuv. So the mizrach, he would not visualize that it's on top of him, but he'll see it on an angle. And since we see that the heilach lemizrach, heilach lemayrav, heilach ledal druches ha'olam, one can see the koichov on top of him, so we see that is the shir of the koichov, at least it's marsik the shir of a yish. Let us see Taisvis. Kol a yishav kuloi tachas koichov echa doimet. So Taisvis, hach pligi ahoda omar ba'alme. The Welt sagt, and in Taisus HaRashba, it seems it's not the Welt sagt, it's a Medrash that says this. Kol ha'oilom kuloi shlish yamim, shlish midboresh, shlish yishuv. If the whole oilom is divided into thirds, and the oilom alone, we say, and the yishuv alone is at least 1,000 parse, So the yishuv is a third of the oilam, so it comes out that the whole oilam, there should only be three stars in the rakia that is surrounding the oilam. Now, before we go further, let us just see the Rishash over here. The Rishash says as follows. That he says that that's how we understand the Gemara and Rashi and Taisvis, the Rishash and Taisvis, Hakelu kefi hanire mi pashtes sipurei deraba babachone bababa basre. This is going, if we will understand it, lefi pshutoi, the maises in Baba Basra, in the fifth perek, the noshki are urekidia adodi, that the earth, The rikia is like a semicircle, and the earth eventually hits the rikia. בשערי מאמורים, דאורץ נויגס בקצויסה. The end of the Oretz meet with the Rekia, Bemtzois Orekia, in the middle of the Rekia. That means if we will assume that the Rekia is a circle, so the Oretz is equivalent to the diameter of the circle, and that divides the circle. Because, yeah, Vimkein, Havi Hekev, Chatzi Rekia, so half of the Rekia, that means this half semicircle, is pam v'chatzi k'moy roichev ha'oret. The diameter is one third of the circumference. So if we're speaking about a half a circumference, so the circumference is one and a half times as much as the diameter. Aval lefim ha'shen izbayo b'moyfes b'nesoyin asher ha'oret k'moy merkaz b'soich igol al-rikiyah. ומאמורי השעש של אוכל למורים נגד זה יש להם כבון אחרס פנימיס עושי שפר בפשיטס. But על כפונים תויסביס ונרשי seem to understand that the ריקיה is which is סויביב דוילום and that is it. So ממילוס או תויסביס asks a קשה. So it comes out that if the מדרש says that the Yishuv is one third of the this Yishuv, Midbar and Nahores, Yamim, so it Kedimkein Lehoya Lias Barakiya Elosh Loisha Kechavim. And the Rekiya is surrounding the Oilam, which is made up of a third Yishuv, a third Midbaris, and a third Yamim, so there should only be three Kechavim. Vafilu im Noima, the aim Yam Akiyonus Bechlal Shlish Yamim. So perhaps we'll understand, we'll say as follows, that is true. The shlish, Yishuv, shlish midborois, and shlish yamim, and then there's Yamakiyonis. Yamakiyonis is a different entity. And the Taisa Rajba brings the Psalosna Medrash, and only the Rabbein Shalom who created Yamakiyonis knows the size of the Yamakiyonis. So then we could say, the Yamakiyonis is in the Oilam, so the Oilam is much bigger than this Shlish is only taking into consideration Yamim, Midbores, and Yishuv of excluding Yamakiyonis. Yamakiyonis is vast and tremendous. So Memele, now the Rekia, which is surrounding the Yamakiyonis also, so the Rekia could be very large, and we could have many, many stars in the Rekia. The Kaimi Kola Kechovim, so all the stars that we have, and we know now that the size of a star is 1,000 parse, Kneged Yamakiyonis. So finish. So now we understand how all the stars fit in the Rekia, because the Rekia is Kneged Yamakiyonis, which is humongous. Mikol Mokim, So first I want to say that this maima kol yishuv kulo tachas koychev echad oimid is choylik on the medrash that says shlish yishuv. And afilu will say it is not choylik, what shlish yishuv means, excluding yamakiyonos. Mikomokim poli gadam rina lekamon. The Gemara says further, min haoretz ad lorakia hei meye shonet. The Gemara says that from the Oretz till the beginning of the first Rekia is a distance of Hei Meyesh Shone. Yeah. Umemeseches Tomid Mashme, Dimi Mizrach Lemayro, Kemoi Min Ashamayim Loretz. That the distance of Mizrach Lemayro is also a distance of Hei Meyesh Shone. Now, let us try to figure out a person goes 10 parsa a day, so he goes, let's assume there's 365 days in the year, so there's 3,650 a person can go 3,650 parse a year. Now, multiply this by 500. So the person goes 1,825,000 parse in 500 years. Okay, so that is the size of the earth. Now, v'kol ha-yishuv tachas koichev echad oimet, if the whole yishuv is tachas koichev echad oimet, im kein oirech ha-oilam, so the length of the world is kama alofim shone, sherei ein mispa lakeichov. If we will divide, we have 1,825,000 parse. That is the distance of Mizrach Lamayrav. Now, if each koichev is 1,000 parse, so it comes out, vinisht vi, let's divide 1,825,000 parse by 1,000. So comes out this 1,825 keichovim kineged the oilam. Now we know the size of the oilam. The oilam is 1,825,000 parse, and divided by 1,000, so comes out there should be only 1,825 keichovim in the Bria, because that's how big the Olam is. The Taisavis just went with Shlish, Oretz, Shlish, Shlish, Midbar, Shlish, Yamim. So they said there's the Yamagodolos, Yamakionis also. So all the stars we stuck in the Yamakionis. Fine. So, but now we have here a Cheshbon. If we know that the size of the Olam is, we know that the size of the Olam is 1,825,000 parse. So it should come out, it can only be in the Bria 1,825 keichovim. There can't be more than that, because this is the size of the Olam. The kol ha-yishuv tachas keichov echad oimeit im kein oirech ha-oilam kama alofim shane. You can't say that you can walk the length of the world in 500 years. Because sherei ein misbola keichovim, there's more than 2,000 keichovim. There's ein misbola keichovim. So memela and the keichovim are keneged the oilam, and the riki keneged the oilam. So it cannot be a 500-year journey. It has to be thousands of years. So memela, so Tosfos says that this maimer of Tana d'Veliyo kol yishuv kulei tachas keichov echad yoishev does not stem with the maimer that the length of the earth is a hiluch of 500 years. V'gam cheshbon shel hei meyishone, and this cheshbon of hei meyishone polig a cheshbon dekush echad misamech boilo. If we learn that we mentioned before, if we'll go with the cheshbon that Mitzrayim is 1/60th of Kush, and Kush is 1/60th of the Olam. So we said that the area of the Olam is 5,760,000,000. That's the area. But if we want to know we'll imagine that the Olam is a square, so the square root of this Olam is 24,000. That is the square root. Now, a person, that is the length and the width of the Olam, 24,000 parse. So now, a person can walk in 1 year 3,650 parse. So be'erech, in 6.5 years, he can walk 24,000 parsa. So the Gemara says that it takes 500 years to walk the whole length of the Olam. So memele, so stimmt doch nicht. That comes out that there's 1,825,000 parsa for 500 years. So kaponim, these two cheshbonos also do not stim. Al kaponim, we asked Akasha and Rove, that according to Rove, Rove said that the rikiyu was 6,000 parsa, do stimmt nicht. Toshma, the oma Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, matshuve heshivosoi baskel loisoi roshe. Bishosha Omar, the Buchanetzer HaRoshe said, he wanted to be Shoilet on the Elyonim. So he said, Ale al b'mosei ov, Adame le Elyon. I'm sorry. Let's go back. Toshma. Eglo b'tzofein v'akrov b'dorim. We're speaking about the Mazolis. There's Eglo b'tzofein, Rashi says this is Mazol Shoyer. Place we'll see later learns it's not the Mazel Shoyer, but Al Kaponim. We have Eglo B'Tzofein V'Akrov B'Dorim. And that means that these Mazolis, when one is on the Yishuv, he can see the north of the Yishuv is Eglo, the south of the Yishuv is Akrov. The Chol HaYishuv Kuloi Eina Yoshev Elo Bein Eglo La'Akrov. The Yishuv is between, not the whole area, between Eglo and Akrov, but Al Kaponim, the Yishuv is between, the Yishuv is a speck between Eglo and Akrov. V'chol ha-Yishuv kuloi, einoi hoive elo sha'achas b'yoin. Now, there's only 1 hour. That means we are speaking about Eglo and Akrov are not over the Yishuv. Eglo is the north of the Yishuv, Akrov is the south of the Yishuv, not directly over the Yishuv. B'chol ha-Yishuv kula, the Yishuv, einei hoive elo sha'achas b'yoim. The Yishuv alone, there's 1 hour in the Yishuv that the sun is directly over the Yishuv. She'ein chama nichneses li-Yishuv elo sha'achas b'yoim. There's 1 hour that the chama is directly over the Yishuv. Teida, Shebechomeish chamo b'mizrach, b'sheva chamo b'mayrach. So it is not over the Yishuv. That means it's over other areas, not over the Yishuv. Chatzi sheis v'chatzi sheva chamo imedes v'roish kol odom t'yufte. Now let us see Rashi what the kash is. So Rashi eglo oisan keichovim hasuyim ke'eglo v'hu mazel shoyer. So that's bitzof. Akrov is bedorim. The Yishuv is bein Eglo lo Akrov. So Rashi is veloisha marzi kol avish abineim. Not that the Yishuv is the that takes up the whole distance between Eglo and Akrov. Shrei kamo keichovim yesh abineim cholechot kadei Yishuv. So that's ichanat. Ela Yishuv bein shneim oimid. The Yishuv is between these two these two mazolis. Sherei kol odom roya bitzfoinoi Eglo, standing in the Yishuv, he sees to the north of the Yishuv Eglo, or bedroimoi Akrov, and this is in the middle someplace. Uvachol ha Yishuv eino maleches achamo, elo sha'achas b'yoin. In the whole Yishuv, the sun is only directly over the Yishuv 1 hour. Chatzi sheish v'chatzi shevach ha'maymedes b'roish kol odom. Roye hachamo al roishoy. Vahainu, this hour is oiso sho, shachamo maleches borokia neged ha-yishuv. That is the hour when the chama is directly over the yishuv. What's with the other? The chama goes 12 hours a day. So we have in these 12 hours, so it's from mizrach ha-yishuv, it's mairav ha-yishuv, but it's neged ha-yishuv one. T'yufte derov. The Ktoni, it comes out, the Midboris, V'yamin, Unahoreis, Machzikois, Achad, As, Osor, Shir Yishuv. That means that there's 1 hour that the sun is over the Yishuv. So the sun al kaponim is also at least elef parsa. We said the yishiv is at least elef parsa. There's 1 hour that the sun is over the yishiv. The other 11 hours of the day, that's not over the yishiv. So it's keneged midbores, yamim, horis, etc. V'kohazinin the yishuv godol miyoit. The yishuv is very large. The yishuv is at least 1,000 parsa. So we have to add at least another 11,000 parsa. Nimsa oilom, oila oilom lekama alofim. Not 6,000 parsa, tiyufte derob. That he said that the whole oilom was only 6,000 parsa. Toshma, Domer Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Matshuve Shibosei Baske Lo Yisei Roshe, Bishor Sheoma Arle Arbo Mosei Yoved Amale Elyon, Yotzus Abaske Lo Omro Loi, Lo Yisei Roshe Rashi Nebuchadnezzar, Roshe Ben Roshe, Ben Benoi Shon Nimroi Da Roshe. Zut Rashi Lav Davke Ben Benoi, El Koime Mizera Nimroi. Is stammt vom Nimrid Rosh Hashimrid des Kolay Lom Kuloi Olay B'Malchusay. Kamo Shnoisov Shalodom. You want to go up to the Rekia. Kamo Shnoisov Shalodom. How long does a person live normally? 70 Shonim. V'Bigvurayish 80 Shonim. Shneimba Yemeshnei Seinu Bem 70 Shonim. V'Bigvurayish 80 Shonim. Min Ha'oretz Ad L'Rekia. So from the Oret till the Rekia, Mahalech Chomesh Meyesh Shonim. To get to the first Rekia takes 500 years. But Oib Yoishel Rekia, Mahalech Heimeyesh Shonim. And the thickness of the Rekia also is a distance of 500 years. V'chol Rekia, v'chein kol Rekia, Rekia, this is not the Rishash's Gilse. We have 7 Rekiyim. Each Rekia has a oivi of 500 years. Mahalachim meyishon. The bechem ben kol Rekia v'Rekia, there is a distance of 500 years. So memele, in the normal lifespan, is begvuras ishmoinim shon. How can you expect Allah that you'll go up to the Rekim and be moishel on the planets in the kechot? Hachel shoyl tu rebel yalke seboil. Is tiyufte Tiyufte. Now what is the Tiyufte? Let us see Rashi. Sheimrit hisi eitzo la'anshe deraflogge livnais migdol ilochem b'tzvo ha'shamayim shua yemelech bebovo kedoksi batireishes mamlachtoi bovo v'chein bein rokiya l'rokiya v'chein bein rokiya l'rokiya there is also 500 years. So Rashi says as follows. What is the kasha here? What is the kasha and rov? The olkoi shel oilom kimidas govoi. The length of the rekia, the length of the oilom is the same, that's what Taisis brought down before Gemara, is the same size as the goiva from the oretz to the rekia. Oilom mahalech chomesh meyeshone. So the whole length of the earth is a mahalech of 500 years. Seva chashev eser parsois liyoim. So if a person can walk 10 parsois liyoim, so a person walks 1,825 parsois in 500 years. Nimtze oile lekama alofim. It's look how many alofim parsois the oilam is. So memele harsa, how could you say that the rekia, that's 1.5 times the length of the oilam, is 6,000 parsa? This is akasha on another tiyufta on rabbi. Tana rabbana. Chachme Yisrael oimrim, Galgal kavua umazolois choizrin. Vachachme umeso oilom oimrim, galgal choizel umazolois kavui. Let us see Rashi. Galgal kimin oifan borikia. There is like a wheel in the rakia. Shamazolis nisunim boy. The mazolis are in this galgal. Galgal kavua, the galgal, this oifan, this wheel, is kavua. Be'inay megalgal. Doesn't move. It's kavua. Elokein oifan hagola amunach bekarke. So you have a galgal, which is kavua, like you have a standing wheel. Avol mazoles mahalchim soviv hiloch muvet. The mazoles move in this galgal. Ve'ein makifin es hagalgal. They do not go the whole course of the galgal. Elekol mazel mishamish es hachamo. Nod mim kaimoy emelichi ad chaveiroi v'chayzel him kaimoy. Tuvia Hammer wanted to explain this Rashi as follows. The sun goes mi mizrach l'mayrif, but the sun also goes mi tzofen l'dor. The sun bi moysak shomim is bedorim, bi moysak hama is betzofen. There's a hiluch of tzofen l'dor. The mazolais and the kechovim, there's also a hiluch of mitzofen l'dor. That means they go, besides the hiluch of mizrach l'mayre, there's also a hiluch of tzofen l'dorim, that they go, the kechovim go a little north. Then they go back again, they go back south. So Rashi says, so Chachmei Yisrael held, the galgal does not turn. The galgal is kavua. The mazolais turn, they go, we're talking about the hiluch mitzofen l'dorim, midorim l'tzofen, but they do not go the whole hiluch of the galgal, because we'll see, because we always know that akrav is eglos betzofen, and akrav is bedorim. This is always in the north, and this is always in the south. Now, even though we can see sometimes that eglos goes a little southernly from where it was before, and Akrab goes a little northernly from where it was before, that's a small hiluch, and Rashi explains this hiluch is a shimush of the mazoles to the chama. The chama also goes north and south. So the mazoles, so Rashi explains this hiluch muet, that we find that the mazoles go north and south, Avol hamezolis mahalchim soviv hiluch muet. This is a small hiluch. Ve'ein makifin es hagalgal. They do not go the whole hekif of the galgal. El kol mazel mishamish es hachama. Every mazel is mishamish the chama, which is going from north to south. Not mim kaimoy, it goes a little bit, umaylichai ad chaveiroi till the next mazel, v'choyzelim kaimoy, and then it goes back. So the mazel is a small hiluch of north and south. Lefichach, therefore, if that is the only hiluch of the mazolis, north and south, ein egla niris bedorim, therefore egla will never, which egla is bitzofen, egla will never go all the way to dorim, they do not make this complete circle. This oifen is kavua. That means, we'll see like this. If we will say differently, if we'll say that the oifen turns, the galgal turns, so the galgal seem to turn completely. If the galgal turns completely, then we have a problem. So memele, and if the mazolis are kavua and the galgal, so sometimes we should find egla bedorin and akre betzofen. The galgal turns completely. But since the galgal does not turn completely, the galgal is kavua, and the mazolis are chayzrim, so we understand that the mazolis only go a little bit. They're mishamish the chame and the hiluch hachama midorim letzofen, and the fartik. Sherei ein makifin el mahalchin hiluch muet v'chayzrim. That is what Chachmei Yisrael hold. V'chachmei umeis ha'olam oimrim, galgal choyzer, umazolis kavuim. The Chachma Yom Esoilom, how there is the Galgal, which is Chayzel, which turns Keseda, and the Mazolais Akavuim in the Galgal. Omar Rebbe Tshuva L'Divreim, so Memela, so we have a Kasha on the Chachma Yom Esoilom, May Oilom Loimotzinu Eglo B'Dorim V'Akrov B'Tzofen. If there's a Galgal that's Chayzel, makes a complete Hekiv, so Memela, so it should come out that the Eglo should sometimes be B'Dorim V'Akrov B'Tzofen. Zatrashi, v'isal kedaitach galgal chayza, umazola is kevuim, nimtza. Zatrashi, v'isal kedaitach, if you will assume Galgal chayzer umazolais kibuim, and the mazolais are kavua in the galgal, nimtze galgal moilich, the galgal is the one that is moilich, not the mazolais. No, the mazolais go together with the galgal, umegalgal ha-mazolais, lechol dalet haruches. Doesn't mean dalet haruches, perish af midorim letzofen, mitzofen ledorim. That means in this hiluch, this hiluch of tzofen ledorim, so, that is the hiluch of the galgal, so the mazolis, which are kavu in the galgal, should make a complete circuit. Shem shumi galgal, v'hainu kemin oifen. Well, so now Rashi explains, what is the taich of galgal chayzer, that you have like a wheel, v'nosen berikia, which is in the rikia, chetshe lamata min hakarka, one which is underneath the karka, complete wheel, v'chetshe lamayla min hakarka, sh'oyle tzide zeh shekei tzide achet, lefi divrei chachme yu mesoylam, it is a galgal that is turning. The mazolis did not have a koyach hiluch mitzad atzmum, it's the galgal that is moylechem. Lefi divrei chachme yu tzfreil shemim galgal kubo in the forest shekei v'oyle ele b'mazolis. That only the mazolis move, not the galgal. The galgal is kavua. Al koponim, so that is the machloikis. So Omar Rebbe, so Rebbe said, shuva ledivrei. If we will assume that the galgal is chayzer, so memele, me'olam le'imotzino eglo bedorim v'akrov b'tzofen. So if the galgal is chayzer, it should be that sometimes the eglo should be bedom, akro betzofen, because the galgo makes a complete circle. Maskif lo rav ache bar yakev. Vidilme ke baitzina derechaya inami ke tzinoira didash. Zogt Rashi. Dilme ke baitzina derechaya. Zogt Rashi ke barzel hatochu. Benekev rochov sheberechayim shasheichev oimed bimkoimei vahabarzel chayzer. Dachsich mir in the two avnei rechayim, there's the sheichev, that is the bottom even, and then there's the rechev, the top even, which is rides on top of the bottom even, the sheichev. Now, there was a hole in the two avonim. The even of the shachov had a broad hole, so therefore, when the barzel that was in this even turned, the shachov did not turn. Stama the rochov turned. The rochov and stama had a smaller hole, and that turned together with this barzel. Al koponim, Rashi says as follows: Ki barzel atochu b'nekev rochov sheberechayim. You have a barzel which is in a wide nekev shasheichev. So when this barzel is turning, the oven is not turning. Shasheichev oimed b'mkaymoi v'barzel chayza. Bimbos legalgal ha-shoyche, and if you want to be megalgal the shoyche, misgalgal soviv ha-barzal, ha-barzal oimed bimkoima. That means you can have two things, and one does not have to turn, while the other is turning. Inami another marshal, ki tzinoira de dasher. Shadeles Aideves Bechur Hamiftan Elia. That means there was a hole in the mashkoi, and the tzir of the deles went into this hole. So the hole was much bigger than the, much wider than the tzir. So the tzir could turn, and the hole is kavua. You can turn the hole, and the tzir will be kavui. That's what Rashi says. Shadeles Aideves Bechur Hamiftan Elia, Hamiftan Bemkoy Meremet. He bos le galgal hamashkev, whom is galgal sovivatsir, vadala saimid bim kaimer. Al kaponim, we're saying two misholim that could have two things that is possible that one turns and the other doesn't turn. Vekach hagalgal misgalgal bifneyatsmoi. They said, the chachmei umasoilom said that the galgal is misgalgal. That's what they said. That is true. Could be they're right. Umoylech achamo, and could be the chamo is in the galgo, and it's moylech the chamo. The chamo is in the galgo. So that makes so the hiluch achamo mitzofen ledom. That is through the galgo. That could be. But for hamazolos kevuim begalgal acher b'seichoi, the mazolos are not kevua. There is a galgo that's choizer, but it could be that the mazolis are not in this galgal. Va mazolis kabun de galgal acha besoichot. Va oisei a galgal eine zozmim koime. This galgal does not move. El le galgal chitzain. The outer galgal moilech hacham apnei kol ha-mazolis. Inami galgal cham avnim. The galgal mazolis mi bachutz. So it could be that from this kashe, you ask the kashe, why is always eglo betzofen v'akro bedorim? It could very well be because even though the galgal is moving, the cham is in the galgal. The cham is sometimes betzof and sometimes bedorim. But the mazoles are not included in this galgal. Zuktaismis, me'ilom loimotzinu egla bedorim ve'akrov betzof. Tzorech loimit de egla lav einu mazl shirk de perish bekontris. This is not the from the Yud Beis Mazolis. Why? The Perikama de Rosh Hashanah come at the Yud Beis Mazolis. Lo Oilam Shisha Lamata Maoris Vishisha Lamaylo Shechad Oila Shekanegli Shekeya. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that the 12 Mazolis do are Soiviv the Oilam. V'hoch Oma Shenin Zozimim Kaima Mishneim Lo Oilam Lamaylo. Now, these are always, this is always Betzom, this is always Bedom, and the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that the mazol is turned. Each chodesh, a different mazol is Meshamish, starts off the day with a different mazol. Ella acheremein, this akrov and the eglo is not those mazolis of the mazol shir and mazol akrov. Zog the Gemara weiter. Chachme Yisrael oimrim bayoim chamo maleches lamata minarikia. The Chachme Yisrael say that by day, the chamo goes underneath the rikia. Ubalaylo, and when the sun sets, where does the sun go? Lemaylo minarikia. That means there are chaloinais in the rikia, and the chamo goes into the chaloin, and it goes over the rikia. That was what we had till now, that it went through the oiver rikia, and then it goes back. The next day, it's on again by Mizroch, and it comes out again. V'chach me'umis oilam oimrim, b'yoyim chama maleches lemata min rikia. That's true, it goes underneath the rikia. U'balaylo lemata min ha-karkir. And at night, where does the sun go? It goes underneath the karkir. Aces Bain Shneim, we don't derive benefit from the rays of the sun at night, but the Shaila is the Karka blocking the rays of the sun underneath the Karka, or is the Rikia blocking the rays of the sun? Omar Rebbe Venirim Divreyem Midvorein. He says, but more Mistava the way they say. Shabayoim, we find something very interesting. Mayonais Soinanim. The Mayonais, when they come out from the earth, they're cold. Ubalaylo, that means the source of the mayon comes out cold water. Ubalaylo reishim, and at night, after the night, so the water that comes out is warmer. So why is it that way? So lecheret saraye to the chachmim esoilam, because balayla the chama goes tachas hakarka, so memele the mayonis which in the oivi hakarka mischamen al yedei hachama. Zot rash. Lemata min harikia ze rachas alotz kashon oroi. That we see that the sun shines underneath the harikia by day. Uba laila, lemaila min harikia ze rachas, veina niris lemata, because it goes into the chaloin harikia and it goes back. Horis nevchach mi mesoilam haimu bayim lemata min harikia, balai lemata min hakarka. Bayonai soinim, ein lecho mayim noivim, sheinim tsoinam bayoim yoisim I balaila. Vafo pishin mei nahoris chamin hein bayoim. Aye, we see the rivers are warmer by day. That is because of the chaim that it is exposed to the summer heat. Because the rivers now, they're far away from, they're separated from their source. But if one will look, as soon as they leave the source, ein tzaynon b'yoyim, v'vishachama gavoyim mehem. So they are not affected by the rays of the sun. V'layla mayonis loyisrin shachama mechame mosam tachas hakarke. Teide shebeloyisa shachat taroya oshon al hanohoris. Rabbi Kevege brings down over here in Gilyan Ashas, he brings a sheet of Mekebetzes, Vichele Rabbeinu Tam, the Afal Gav, the Notzchu, Chachmei Umes Ha'olam, L'Chachmei Yisrael, that means we have a raya from the Mayonis, we have a raya from the Mayonis that the Chama does go underneath the Kalka Balayla, Hainu Nitzochen Betainis, that means in Svore, in logic, they were Menatzeich, Avul Ha'emes Hu Kechachmei Yisrael, Ha'ainu damrinon betvilo b'ikeyach ha'loinei rakia. That there's chaloines in the rakia and the chama goes into the chaloines and goes out of the chaloines. Zok te gemara weiter. Tanya Rabbi Nosson oime, b'mois ha'chama, Chama maleches, in the summer days, the chama maleches begoiva shel rakia. It goes, and the goiva of the rakia. Lefichach kol olam kulei reiseach. Therefore, the world is warm, because the whole world is exposed to the rays of the sun. Mayone soinenim. Bimois hakshamim, during the winter days, chama maleches bishipoile rakia. Goes on the side of the rikia, not over the world. Fikach kol olam kulay tzaynon, because it does not receive the rays of the sun. Umayon is chayso. Tono rabbonon barbo shvilin chamo maleches. There are four shvilin the chama goes. Nisaniya besibim maleches bahorim, kdelafashiras hashlogim. Tamazov elam maleches beyishov, kdelabashlas apeiris. Tishrei bachechu ekisler. Maleches is a girsa ba'avir, de liyabish es anahores, de bishvat podem, maleches ba'midbo, shalei liyabish es azroi. Zogt Rashi, bishipuloi shel rokiya, somoch lekarko bishulei akipe. Fika kaloilam tzainon, she'ina maleches alo betzidei oilam, mayonis roishrin, in the winter, the aino eitzel amayim, mitzidei oilam, she'amayonis bois mehem. Ba'arba shvilin ma'aleches gvuroso shel chamo.